Former Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell issued a stark warning about the mounting threats of cyber attacks. He said cyber attacks from governments or even individual hackers could shut down telecommunications, drain people's bank accounts, and even cause entire banking systems to shut down.
This is important at every level, personal, business, strategic, national security, because we're digitally dependent and the nation doesn't appreciate that.
McConnell said that digital dependence makes us vulnerable. While he said not enough has been done to protect against cybercrime, he thought there was a silver lining to the recent breach of Target and the Equifax Credit Bureau, as they were a wake-up call to the American public.
I'm actually glad that's happening, because it makes people pay attention. It's not an existential threat. It's an annoyance. It costs us some money. It's a pain, but it's not something that is going to cause the destruction of the country.
He said it should prompt the U.S. to prepare for cyber attacks on a more devastating scale, attacks that could shut down the economy.
Nation states, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they're building zero-day malware attack tools by the thousands each year.
McConnell also argued that security against cyber attacks means all data should be encrypted, even though it might make it harder to solve crimes.
My law enforcement friends don't like that answer, because now it gives potential safe harbor to a criminal.
The government and cybersecurity agencies have a lot of work to catch up, because the internet is growing so rapidly. McConnell acknowledged the complications and challenges ahead.
This has so fundamentally changed us. We need a Madison, a Adams, and a Jefferson for the digital age to think our way through this so we get the right kind of checks and balances to preserve the sanctity of our system going forward in the digital age.
McConnell told students that the U.S. is 1 million jobs short in cybersecurity, and those pursuing that career would have a job for life. For WAMC, I'm Nate Bridge with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.